This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity met at St. Anselm College in Manchester earlier today. This marked the group's second meeting and comes amid criticism over the actual intent of the commission established by President Trump through an executive order. According to the order, the commission was never meant to find evidence of voter fraud, but to find anything that enhances or undermines, quote, confidence in the integrity of the voting process. But is the commission itself undermining voter confidence? That's the argument being made by Steve Cazella. He's president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group and attending the commission's meeting today in Manchester. And he joins me now from St. Anselm College. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
So, Steve, how does the panel undermine this confidence?
The op-ed that I was referring to, the one that Chris Kobach wrote on Breitbart, I think made some allegations which, you know, would cause people to have some questions about the legitimacy of the election. And I think they were, as many have pointed out in the couple days since, premature. You know, that they took some numbers which, if you spun them a certain way, looked, could look one way, and took them way out of context and went way beyond what the data would support.
Are the other panel members actively trying to conduct an honest search for things that can enhance or undermine confidence in voting? In other words, is Kobach the only inflammatory member of the commission here?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily address their motives. I guess there was a lot of back and forth, I think, on the particulars of what he said in that op-ed that I think was informative. You know, Gardner himself, I think, took it on pretty directly in the session that took place just after lunch. So, you know, I think there is likely to be continued back and forth on the content of that op-ed. You know, I think that's something that a lot of people, I think, particularly in New Hampshire, have an interest in seeing dealt with correctly. You know, because confidence in the New Hampshire election, I think, is something that Gardner and a lot of people with a lot of knowledge of the data and the very specific particulars of the law in New Hampshire, I think there's just a lot of people with interest in seeing the data treated correctly.
You were at St. Anselm today watching the panel have its first meeting outside Washington, D.C. Did Kobach say anything that was reassuring to you?
Well, I think brought up the fact that there is a lot of complexity about how New Hampshire election law works, which I think was somewhat reassuring to realize that he's at least willing to process that fact. I think what was missing from that initial discussion that he had was just a recognition or an admission that the conclusion he drew on the Breitbart op-ed was perhaps not supported by the data that was available so far. There's a lot that a commission like this could do to, you know, shed light on whether or not fraud, any of the data that has come out is indicative of fraud. But when you take the limited data that's available and jump to that conclusion immediately, I think that's where the problem is.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts extensive polling in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Thank you very much, Steve.
Sure.